Wednesday night. Bar Halacha. Or Liud Beis Kislev, the Dinam of Hashem Asachar. No special requests yet, so it's Chasham Ishba night. So everybody knows, even the kids here, hey kids, listen, you can learn something. Don't be like the adults. That Hashem Asachar is Chayiv and Gneiva Vaveda. Now, that means as follows. He's Potter and Onsen. Now, more people are Hashem Asachar than you realize. Every time you rent something, forget about karka, if you rent a car, or you rent something but not karka, where there's no Dinei Shomrin, so you're Hashem Asachar. Because you're having, even though you're paying for the object, but you're benefiting from it by using it, so you're called Hashem Asachar. You're benefiting from the fact that the object is by you. So, and there's other cases, maybe someone working on something that you hired, might be Hashem Asachar, he holds on to it till you pay him. So more people might be Hashem Asachar than you realize. So now, let's say you leave your door open, and like when someone walks in and takes the wallet off the table, which happens. It happens a lot. It's not as uncommon as you think. Or even unlocked, if it's the derech to lock it. So that's not Gneiva, that's Pshia. Now, let's say you have a safe in your house, and the money is in the safe, and a ganav breaks into your house, and he steals it. So that would be called Gneiva, and you're mechuyev. Let's say you have the money in a safe deposit box in the bank, and someone holds up the bank, armed robbery, and he blows open. So that's already ones. So you have always these levels. Rather, there is a sheet in Shulchan Aruch that Hashem Asachar is Chayiv and Gneiva, even if it's Oynes Gomor, the Gneiva. But the Shach and most Poskim Paskim are not like that. That if it's Oynes Gomor, then it's Potur, even if what happens is a Gneiva. Another obligation the Hashem Asachar has, which is not really categorized as Gneiva or Aveda or Oinsen or Pshia, is what's called the Tirusa Yesera. He has to watch it better. He has a higher level of responsibility because he's getting paid. That's also part of being a Hashem Asachar, and just like he's Mechuyev Gneiva Aveda, so in general he has a higher level of responsibility. The Poskim give the following example. Let's say you're driving a car. You rented a car, you're a Hashem Asachar. So let's say the car overheats. So if a warning light flashes on, this is just an example. No psukim, and cases might be different, but I actually had such a case in a Besdin once. So if a warning light comes on, just to give an example, you should have a feeling for this. If a warning light comes on and you ignore it, that's Pshia. But if you didn't keep your eye on the gauge, and all of a sudden the car overheated, and something happened to the car, so a shemichinam in an equivalent case, a shemichinam type shmira would be potter, it wouldn't be called a Pshia. But Hashem Asachar has a responsibility, more of a responsibility. So he has to keep his eye open on the gauges. He has to be more aware of what's happening. So the Hashem Asachar would be potur. Would be chayev in such a case. We had a case, right? Someone was renting a car, right? So the Hashem Asachar, it was a lady, rather. Lady drivers, right? So smoke started coming out of the engine, of the front of the car. So she kept driving. She didn't know what she's supposed to do, stop the car. And then the engine blew up. So the shaila was, right, what level, like, what would a layman know what to do in such a case? It was overheated, right, but she kept driving with it. The water was leaked out or whatever. Okay. So.